see the child from babyhood to adulthood, you might say that you have done what to your three children? That you've what?
They've grown up.
Or you have
watched them grow.
But you've helped them terrifically too. You've raised
them.
And if Bob was this tall 1 year and this tall the next year, he'd say, my, he
has grown. I've got two grandsons that are over 6 feet tall.
Goodness.
One only wears a 14 shoe.
But he has grown, or in other ways, today he grows, but yesterday he grew.
I told this young fellow, I says, a big building needs a foundation.
I guess so. And your brother or sister's children would be your nieces and
nephews.
And sometimes a person takes over when the parents are either dead or separated or something. The person takes over and raises a child. He's called he guards the child. He's the...
Well, would you say the godmother or the godfather?
Or legally, he's the official
guardian, yes. You'll get it out of me after a while.
And a child whose parents are dead is known as he's an orphan.
Normally would be called an orphan.
If his parents are dead, he wouldn't be?
No. I don't say so, would he? Yeah, maybe you would.
I think so. At least
all right, help me out.
That's the pronunciation I want.
Well, yeah, I always figured that an orphan was one from an orphanage, but not necessarily, I guess.
I think they're an orphan and they're sent to an orphanage. I mean, that's how it works. Well, all of your aunts and uncles and cousins and nephews and nieces and everybody gets together, you might say, we had a meeting of all our
relatives. We do. One fall we had around 600.
Oh my.
At our reunion.
We have shy reunions, but they're never that big.
Well, it's from nine brothers and three sisters.
The wife of George Washington, remember her first name? She was George and...
Mary, wasn't it? Martha?
Yeah.
What do you want me just to pronounce that?
Yeah, I just want to pronounce. There's a variation. You already gave me Mary. I was going to ask you that one anyway. But my wife's name is Mary. But I have, for example, for...
commercialized too much now.
Yeah, that's true. You remember a song title, Oh My Darling Something Gray, They Have Taken You Away?
Nellie Gray, They Have Taken You Away.
Okay. And a boy whose name is William might be called...
Bill.
And even a more short, a smaller...
William. William?
Or Bill, Bill, Billy?
Billy, yes.
The first book of the New Testament is...
Luke. No, it's Matthew.
Before Luke is Mark, and before Mark is
Matthew. I've studied that old book for a good many years.
Now I've
taught it for over 50 years.
This
in the same church, same council.
I want you to give me. The opposite of my uncle would be
great uncle.
Or my uncle's married to
uncle's brother.
My uncle's wife is my
aunt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. Aunt. Someone pronounces aunt.
Yes, but you don't.
No,
I don't either. So she's not my aunt, let's say, but she's
your aunt.
Now, suppose you know a man named Cooper. You want to refer to his wife rather formally and say, well, I'll talk to...
Mrs. Cooper.